Welcome to the First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. Now, the Wednesday service.
Good evening. Well, we're on the last of our series of the attributes of a healing treatment. The first one was to establish that you are one with the Father. The second one was to establish that you are in the atmosphere of the kingdom of heaven. The third was refute the belief in the lie and denounce evil. The fourth was be obedient to God's leading. Ask Him to show and guide you to what needs to be handled. The fifth was handle specifically fear. The next one, the sixth one, was replace the lie with the truth of God's allness and goodness. And tonight's is rejoice with gratitude in the Holy Ghost's healing power. Now let's begin our service by singing hymn number 3. A grateful heart, a garden is, where there is always room for every lovely God-like grace to come to perfect bloom. Hymn number 3. I'll read from the Bible, 1 Thessalonians. We give thanks to God for always, for all, making mention of you in our prayers. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. 1 Chronicles. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Psalms. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainteth in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Luke. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered the village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Psalms. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders. Mark. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. Luke. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Then Mary said, "My heart sings with thanks for my Lord, and my spirit is happy in God, the one who saves from the punishment of sin. The Lord has looked on me, his servant girl, and one who is not important. But from now on, all people will honor me. He who is powerful has done great things for me. His name is holy. The loving kindness of the Lord is given to the people of all times who honor him. He has done powerful works with his arm. He has divided from each other those who have pride in their hearts. He has taken rulers down from their thrones. He has put those who are in a place that is not important to a place that is important. He has filled those who are hungry with good things. He has sent the rich people away with nothing. He has helped Israel, his servant. This was done to remember his loving kindness. He promised he would do this to our early fathers and to Abraham and to his family forever." Ephesians. "Be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Psalms. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." John. "A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, 'Lord, your dear friend is very sick.' But when Jesus heard about it, he said, 'Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this.' When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. 'Roll the stone aside,' Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, 'Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible.' Jesus responded, 'Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?' So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, 'Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me.' Then Jesus shouted, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, 'Unwrap him and let him go.'" Colossians. "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Revelation. "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come." Romans. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Are we really grateful for the good already received? Then we shall avail ourselves of the blessings we have and thus be fitted to receive more. Gratitude is much more than a verbal expression of thanks. Action expresses more gratitude than speech. If we are ungrateful for life, truth, and love, and yet return thanks to God for all blessings, we are insincere and incur the sharp censor our Master pronounces on hypocrites. In such a case, the only acceptable prayer is to put the finger on the lips and remember our blessings. While the heart is far from divine truth and love, we cannot conceal the ingratitude of barren lies. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth and grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. To keep the commandments of our Master and follow His example is our proper debt to Him and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that He has done. Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God, the Holy Ghost or Comforter, revealing the divine principle love and leading into all truth. He that touches the hem of Christ's robe and masters his mortal beliefs, animality and hate, rejoices in the proof of healing, in a sweet and certain sense that God is love. Of the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed, but one returned to give God thanks, that is, to acknowledge the divine principle which had healed him. The progress of truth confirms its claims, and our Master confirmed his words by his works. His healing power evoked denial, ingratitude, and betrayal arising from sensuality. It is only by acknowledging the supremacy of spirit, which annuls the claims of matter, that mortals can lay off mortality and find the indissoluble spiritual link which establishes man forever in the divine likeness, inseparable from his Creator. We acknowledge and adore one supreme and infinite God. I'll now read from Fruitage. For many years, I have relied wholly upon Christian Science for healing, and I'm glad to acknowledge the spiritual help and many other benefits received from following its teachings. I have great cause to be grateful to God and to our revered leader, Mrs. Eddy, for these blessings which her discovery and love for humanity made possible. I had read but a few pages in our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, when I saw that it was the truth and that it contained something I had thought could never be found in this existence. Proofs of healing came immediately, and I was able to do much useful work without a sense of burden or fatigue. As time went on, I learned the nothingness of discouragement and understood in a measure that God is my life and that all action is in divine mind. I was healed of spinal trouble, and nervousness and weakness faded away and were replaced by health and strength. A larger sense of joy and gratitude did much towards overcoming indigestion, which had caused suffering for a number of years. A sprained ankle was cured in a few hours by applying what I understood of Christian Science and by holding steadfastly to the statement our leader makes on page 384 of Science and Health, that God never punishes man for doing right, for honest labor, or for deeds of kindness. The following day, I walked 2 miles with no sense of discomfort. Beliefs of heredity and lack have been overcome, and self-will, self-love, and pride are less in evidence. Miss G.W. of Brookline, Massachusetts. Tithe. Contribution. Tenth part. Homage. Gratitude. A sacrifice to the gods. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker. Neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth, and our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to the truth. Giving a cup of cold water in Christ's name is a Christian service, laying down his life for a good deed. Mortal man should find it again. Such acts bear their own justification and are under the protection of the Most High. Christians rejoice in secret beauty and bounty hidden from the world, but known to God. Practice, not profession, understanding, not belief, gain the ear and right hand of omnipotence, and they assuredly call down infinite blessings. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts and is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Professions and audible prayers are like charity in one respect. They cover the multitude of sins. Praying for humility with whatever fervency of expression does not always mean a desire for it. If we turn away from the poor, we are not ready to receive the reward of Him who blesses the poor. We confess to having a very wicked heart and ask that it may be laid bare before us, but do we not already know more of this heart than we are willing to have our neighbor see? We should examine ourselves and learn what is the affection and purpose of the heart, for in this way only can we learn what we honestly are. If a friend informs us of a fault, do we listen patiently to the rebuke and credit what is said? Do we not rather give thanks that we are not as other men? During many years, the author has been grateful for merited rebuke. The wrong lies in unmerited censure, in the falsehood which does no one any good. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks. When God heals the sick or the sinning, they should know the great benefit which mind has wrought. Back to fruitage. I'm especially grateful for the spiritual help. I know that things which I did and thought last year, I would not do or think this year, and am satisfied. Through the careful and prayerful study of Science and Health, I have been lifted from sickness to health, from sorrow to peace, from lack to plenty, and the most beautiful of all, from darkness to light. Mrs. H.S.C., Seattle, Washington. While most grateful for the physical healing, my gratitude for the mental and spiritual regeneration is beyond expression. When I learn that Jesus' mission of healing sickness, as well as sin, did not end with his short stay upon earth, but is practical in all ages, my joy was unbounded. Having spent thousands in the old way, it seemed wonderful to be healed at such small cost as the price of the little book and a few weeks' study. Every thought of prejudice immediately vanished before the proofs that Christian Science is indeed the elucidation and practical application of Jesus' teachings, which are demonstrable truth, the same yesterday and today and forever. CNC, Memphis, Tennessee. I am no longer a sufferer, but rejoice exceedingly in Christian Science. God's promise has been fulfilled to me. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. E.O., Georgetown, Washington. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being. And any other theory of life or God is delusive and mythological. Let's have a few moments of silent prayer and then pray together the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Let's sing another hymn, hymn number 73. Glory, honor, praise, and pure oblations unto God the Lord belong. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Come before him with a song. In his hand is all the power of nations. To him ye joyous, sing to him ye joyous congregations, psalms of gratitude and praise. Unto God the Father raise. Hymn number 73. Good evening again, and welcome to those that have joined us on the call-in line. We are so glad that you're there. I don't have a bunch of announcements. I do want to remind you that our business meeting for our church has been changed from tonight, so I hope you didn't show up tonight, to October the 9th at 6:15. Now it's your turn to share any thoughts that you may have, any healings that you've experienced this week. And Kent has the microphone. Make sure that you hold it nice and close to your mouth so everyone online can hear and so everyone in the audience here can hear. Now it's your turn.
Thank you for the readings from the desk. You've read a lot about treatments over the last few weeks, and tonight on gratitude was very, reminded me of a situation that actually was first brought back to my attention last week during last week's lesson when it talked about how the iron swam. And my gratitude didn't start off as gratitude. It actually started off very, feeling very put upon. Many years ago, when I was probably about 15, Youth Forum took a trip down Sugar Creek, and all, a bunch of my friends my age were on this trip, on this canoeing trip, and I got stuck in the back of my of a canoe with my mother and my little sister. To put it mildly, I was distraught, very disappointed, and felt like it was cutting out the joy that I had planned on having on this trip. They weren't listening to me. I had canoed a few times, so I knew what was going on. And we got into a rough place in Sugar Creek where the water was taking us into the trees. And I tried to talk them into not leaning. And of course, they leaned the wrong way. And we bumped. And next thing I knew, we were about 100 yards downstream. And I was gathering all of our equipment, and came to find out that I had almost all of the equipment. Of course, it was borrowed, like the story last week said, and but one of the paddles was gone. And so I assumed that the paddle was in the tree that we tried to avoid. So I swam back upstream against the current, which was moving pretty well. And I got to the tree, and I decided that I would rest on the tree while I was going to look for this paddle. And I grabbed a tree branch, and it let go. And the next thing I know, I'm holding the paddle. So, like I said, it started off being not so wonderful of a trip, but the gratitude was amazing. I then floated down the stream, just relaxing and being very, very grateful for the opportunity. And believe it or not, that changed the whole tenor of the rest of the day. It became a much more harmonious trip, for all parties. Christian Science is a wonderful way of life, and I love every moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so since Kent started off with camping, I just got back from a trip that I'd signed up for with other adults. It's called Road Scholar, and we were going to do hiking in the 5 national parks in Utah. So I didn't know anybody, but I just thought, well, I think there'll probably be some other women solo travelers there. That's fine. And when I got there, I was so looking forward to it and being with all the new people that were in the same interests that I have. And at first, everybody, it was kind of like going back to college. Everybody's kind of quiet and everybody's looking at everybody else. And it turned out such a beautiful trip. Yes, there were a lot of people who were couples, and there turned out to be 12 solo women in the group. And of those 12 solo women, 4 were retired nuns on this trip. And I didn't know nuns could retire, so I learned something there. But they were outgoing and precious and funny, and they added a whole lot to the whole trip. And one time, one of the leader at the front of the bus said, "I don't know why we're having this happen or that happen. We usually have a little more trouble with this." And several others said, "It's because of the nuns with us." There's a lot of prayer going on this trip. And one of the nuns, as it turns out, became ill one night. And I had a verse from the lesson that week, and it seemed appropriate. So I just had a spiral notebook, and I just wrote it on this sheet of paper and ripped it out of the spiral notebook, and I gave it to one of the other sisters, and I said, "Would you give this to her?" And I said, and I wrote on there, I said, "I'll be praying for you." And so the next day she was out and about, but very quiet, and I know she was just trying to hang in there with everybody else. And she came up to me, she goes, "Thanks so much for your scripture verse." She said, "It was so helpful. In fact, I posted it by my bedside." So I was glad I did. You know, you never know, but it never hurts to put it out there, I don't think. It helps and heals. And another part of the trip, after I had left that group, I went out to, I flew on into Denver to go to a place where my family's been many times. And I rented a car, and I was driving out to where I was planning to stay, and it was a 4-hour drive. And it got dark. And just when I got to Glenwood Canyon, I don't know if anybody knows Glenwood Canyon, but it's this canyon where the interstate has gone through. I don't know. It's remarkable engineering. But there's no lights there except from the car lights. And it was so dark, you know, and I was like putting on my high beams, and I was driving, and I'm like, "I hope I don't blind the people on the oncoming lanes," but there weren't very many people on the road. And I saw these 3 trucks in front of me, and I just thought, I guess God sent me this message, because the 3 of them were kind of just driving in tandem behind one another, and I just drove up and got behind in the truck number 3, and I just followed them right on into Glenwood Springs. So that was a wonderful healing gift, too. And one last thing I wanted to say was the hike at this location where I was in Aspen is one that I've done a couple times before, and it's just a real special hike to me. And I'm just hiking up there the first day, because I went 2 different days, I'm hiking along going, good morning, because we left. I mean, it was probably 7:30 when I started hiking, and it was 32 degrees that day. It was cold. And but everybody was so joyful. Everybody that was coming down, and I kept thinking, what time did they go up? I thought I was the only one on the trail. It would be great. But I'd be, good morning, and I'd hear somebody with a Asian accent, or I'd hear somebody with a Hispanic accent, or somebody with a Netherlands. I heard some German, and everybody was just as joyful as I was. And it was being in God's place, and it was so spiritual, and it was just fun seeing what that did for everyone. Everyone just seemed to be so blessed by being there. And as I was leaving at the end of the day, I think I was there about 7 hours going up and back and then doing some photography. And as I was leaving, I stopped and just turned to look at the mountains one more time. And this man walks up to me and he goes, "It's really hard to leave, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "It is." And he said, "Well, you know, I think there's just something so amazing and spiritual here." And then he turned around, because I think he got a little teary, and I was kind of going to get teary too. So we kind of just stood there quietly a minute, and then we just carried on our conversation. I think we both just needed to kind of get our composure back. But I thought it was so kind that someone would come up and say that and even feel the same thing. And I think everybody there was feeling it for the most part. I mean, some people probably weren't, but it was a beautiful experience, and I'm very grateful for the safety that was expressed. And I will say one more thing, that I was hiking with my camera in one hand and my hiking pole in the other up at the top. And these two younger people came toward me, and I said, "So is there a waterfall up there?" And they said, "Yeah, it's really beautiful. You ought to go." I said, "Oh, okay." He says, "Well, you got to be willing to crawl up a hill." I said, "Okay, that's no problem. I can do that." So I'm hiking along. I came to this riverbed, and it was a dry riverbed. And I'm hiking along, and I don't know what I tripped. It was full of river rock, so I must have tripped on a river rock. And I came down on, like, flat on the stones, and I hit my camera, and that freaked me out, because that was my whole not my whole purpose for going, but I got up and I just kind of brushed myself off, looked around to see if anybody was seeing, and I took a picture with my camera to see if it was still working. So it was. So I just headed on up, and I did get up to the steeper part, and I just felt that there was something saying, "This is not for you. You want to turn around and go back." So I did, and that was fine. But it was a great experience, and I'm very grateful for that and all the joyful people and loving people on our trip. And I know I've already spoken too long, but the people on the trip were all wonderful, loving brothers and sisters on the trip to everyone. It was wonderful. So thank you for your joyful, loving readings today.
Thank you.
Thank you for your readings tonight. I want to express my gratitude always for this church and its members, and just the love that I've always had here and felt here, and the family that is here, and just always grateful every time. I am grateful for an experience this past week of the transformation of God's word in thought that I've witnessed. I went to Association on Saturday, and I was going with a particular family member that had been up to this point excited to go. And then all of a sudden, a couple things changed with my daughter's schedule, and I was talking about, you know, maybe I should wait to go a couple of hours so I could be there for this event. Or there were a few things going on, because my daughter was going to a dance, and then she was going to be alone over maybe the weekend, and there were some things I was trying to work out because her husband was out of town, and so I was just kind of praying about her situation, because she wasn't going to come with me, which I originally thought she was. And then as I expressed some of these changes, mortal mind just blew the wind right out of the sails for a minute. It turned into something well, I'm not going to go because things are always changing and your family's too spontaneous and I can't keep up with this. And like, I mean, just all these lies of like crazy lies that like just kind of built into this wall of, I think, sometimes in the act of going to association, there seems to be some sort of mesmerism that I've seen or felt in the past occur to keep someone from the good that God has for them. And so just right away recognizing that that's all it was. There's no truth to any of it. That God loves his children and they're always in the right place. And, you know, so I got hung up on, and it was pretty serious. Almost comical, but not, because this is a serious matter. And so I just prayed about it, just knowing about the right place because it's God's expression and it's all good and it's all out of love and the joy of the planning of the activity of the weekend and the time spent with family and friends and the good that was about to be received and given and shared. And knowing that my daughter's situation was already covered by the Christ, so I could watch that unfold as well and not have to worry about her not being cared for and with this dance that she was wanting to go to as well. Well, you know, when I was able to talk again to my family member, they were still not going, but they wanted to apologize for how they what they had said to me, but they still, you know, weren't going. I was like, okay, but if you decide to go, I just address mortal mind, you know, the things that I shared with you, but just that God is good and loves all his children. And, you know, part of the act of going to association is just recognizing that it was God always all the time. And it's nothing more than an imposition and that all the needs are met and always cared for. And I have a lot of really great ideas that I actually can't remember right now, but I do know that I got a lot out of the treatment that I was working on at the time. And a beautiful thing started to happen with my daughter. My brother agreed to be there for, which unexpectedly, like I didn't ask him to do anything. It kind of worked out. And he's like, yeah, I'm around. I'll help, you know. He ended up taking her to get her nails done, which is kind of funny. And then my niece, whom I don't have a lot of contact with too often, and my sister-in-law, my niece ended up coming over and doing her hair for the dance, which was super sweet and just amazing for them to make that connection and for them to unselfishly be there to do that for her. I'm so grateful. So she had a great time at the dance and all her needs were met. And it was just a beautiful working out. And then I was actually able to come back a little bit earlier than I thought. So I was there to pick her up from the dance Saturday night instead of waiting to come back Sunday morning. And that all kind of unfolded in a very peaceful, harmonious, right way. And, you know, when I was getting ready to leave, I got a phone call just kind of like, okay, well, tell me when you leave, you know. And my family member was there to meet me with no discussion else beyond, you know, it just was like it always had been without the little episode in the middle. And I'm just so grateful. And I was then at the end of the weekend, she was very grateful that she had been in the right place and that she had gone. And, you know, that it was definitely a working out and a beautiful thing and lots of gratitude and joy for the entire experience. So just super grateful to see God's loving works just completely transform thought and a sense of just something that wasn't real or true, you know, hatred, evil, I don't know, upsetness, whatever it is. You know, love just melts those things and is always supporting and comforting his children and putting them where they need to be. So I'm just grateful for that experience.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just hang on. All right. First off, well, I'm just very grateful to be back here. I'm glad to see all these friendly faces. Kind of nice.
Welcome home.
It's been a while. Thank you. I really like those readings. Those were kind of cool how I kind of missed the whole segments of the previous weeks, but I like how you did that there. That's pretty cool. Like, just kind of different approach to it. Usually, you know, you have some pretty good readings on Wednesday night, but I like the kind of series. That's kind of cool. So recently had a big transition getting out of the military and everything. And one particular instance that was just a pretty great demonstration was about a week from the day I was supposed to have everything done and get out. There was a few pieces of gear that had to get turned in that were pretty hard to find, pretty expensive, and just very rare items to find. And the pressure was getting to me to find these things to turn them in. And so the first thing I did is I got to the facility where I knew I had to turn them in, and I realized, like, wow, I've got like a couple days left, and this is pretty stressful with everything else going on. So I immediately made a phone call to my dad, and I was just like, before, you know, I didn't even explain how stressed the situation was, like, could you treat me real quick about just the whole situation of being harmonious and everything falling into this right place so I can get all my stuff turned in and get out? And he had some great words to say to me. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I remember there was just a constant flow of text messages that were all really, really helpful and supportive, great verses and everything that I can't quote off the top of my head, but they were just awesome. And that maybe hours, within 2 hours, I went back to where I was staying in my barracks room and changed over and decided, well, I'm going to give another look out in town to find this gear, which I had done the day before. So, I mean, there wasn't much hope of everything being changed, and these stores have gotten new stuff, because it's not like these pieces of items are like, they have to be issued and you cannot buy them anywhere else. They have to be from a specific thing. So unless somebody sold it out in town, you're not going to find it. So I went out in town and I was praying the whole way, and I was like, you know, everything is going to fall into place. There was three items. And so first place I went to, nothing, still nothing. I was, you know, I was for sure. I'm like, this has got to be it. I know this is going to, it's going to work out. You know, God wouldn't leave me hanging like this in this particular instance, because I knew we had plans after me getting out and the trip we just took and everything. So I went to the next store and I found one of the items. It was a certain jacket that's a pretty hard one to find, and they hadn't had it the day before, they hadn't had it the week before, but somehow they had one left, and I was able to get that. So I was like, all right, you know, I texted my dad. I was like, we got the jacket. So I was one down and two to go. So kept getting great inspirational quotes and messages, and made it back to my barracks that night. It was pretty late, so I kind of had given up for the day. I was like, well, I'll just let this be, and then I'll pick it up again in the morning. And I had scheduled, as soon as I had found out I was still missing a few items, I scheduled a turn-in time for the next day. So I wasn't hopeful of making that time, but I figured, you know, if it worked out, it worked out. But I got back to my barracks that night, and I just happened to be walking down the hall, and they had mixed up all the platoons, which are where your, you know, all your people that you work with are. They just mixed them up, so these new people I hadn't really spent much time with were there. And I had run in and talked to one of the junior Marines who was more junior to me. They still have another deployment. And I'd never really had any conversations with this guy previous. He was on the whole last deployment with me. I barely even knew his name, but we ended up just having a good conversation. And it turned out he had extra of the gear that I was looking for and was more than willing to give me the two pieces that I needed so I could get out. And that next morning, I was able to go and turn everything in. And it was just such a expression of just everything being right where it needed to be, and God not letting us for a second have everything not be where it needs to be. And I was able to turn everything in, and I had 3 or 4 days to spare where I was able to just sit back and finish the rest of signing the papers and waiting to pick them up. So that was just an awesome demonstration, and I was super grateful for the whole experience, and I'm super grateful for my dad here for doing some good treatments and good healing work there. So I'm really grateful for the whole thing, and again, grateful to see everybody here. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, our time is done. Let's finish by singing hymn number 146. Thank you all for your wonderful testimonies. It was such a treat to hear you all. I'll read the last verse. In seamless gratitude, I weave a silent healing prayer with shining threads of ceaseless joy, for man is God's great heir. And number 146. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. You can join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at our church located at 116th and Haverstick Road in Carmel. Or give us a call on the Listen Line, 317-688-9898. 317-688-9898. Thanks again for listening.